grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot serve God and mammon. It's impossible to serve both. So it's either God or mammon. Now some of you might be asking, what in the world is mammon? All right? Mammon is the word that the Bible uses when we take money or possessions which are meant to be a tool and a blessing, and we turn them into our God. All right? Mammon is what happens when you worship money and when you put money and possessions above everything else. Because whatever it is that is number one in your life is your God. You cannot serve God and mammon. Well, how do we end up in servitude to mammon? How do we worship money and possessions? You know where it all starts out with? It starts out with faithless anxiety. And that's what Jesus is talking about in our text. You know, we all kind of believe that there's a God up there. And we all kind of believe that, you know, more or less, he means good. I say we kind of believe because whenever you're talking to a large group of people, you don't know what it is specifically that anybody believes. But as a Christian, we believe that we have a God who has become our Father through Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. We believe that the kingdom of God has come to us in the person of Christ. And that through Christ, we have been declared righteous, justified in God's eyes, and received into His mercy. Therefore, He is our Father, and we are His dear children. Therefore, we need not worry. That's what the Bible means here when it says, take no thought for your life. Take no thought for your clothing. Take no thought for tomorrow. Taking thought means to worry about something. You know how it happens when something bad goes on in your life, when some disappointment, when you're looking forward to something that could be very unpleasant, how you sit around and you think about it, and you think about it, and you drive yourself nuts pondering, and usually you're thinking about the worst outcome, and you cogitate upon it, and you think, and you scheme. You don't know what you're supposed to do, but you end up frazzled. That's not faith, right? That's anxiety taking hold of you. And the reason why anxiety has taken hold of you is because you are not assured that God knows your need. You are not assured that He cares about your need, and you are not assured that He will reach down into your life and help you in your need. But in this gospel lesson for today, Jesus tells those who believe in Him, there is no need to worry. I can't tell you how many times in my life I have put myself in the slough of despond because I couldn't get my mind off my problems. And my wife would say to me, trust in the Lord. He has promised to help you in your every need. And I do like I'm sure you do whenever somebody tells you not to worry. Yeah, 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 yeah. Right? Because there's nothing we love to cling to and hug as much as we love our worries. And taking our problems into our own hands and thinking that worrying about them is going to make any difference. There's only one difference worrying makes. It puts you in the grave sooner. Worrying doesn't solve problems. Worrying doesn't make you feel better. Worrying doesn't accomplish anything. But listen, faith in the grace of God through Jesus Christ has great power in its effect. Why? Because when you believe Jesus Christ, you are assured that you are a forgiven sinner and that God Almighty Himself accepts you as a free gift because of His mercy in Jesus. You know that Jesus Christ paid for all of your sins when He suffered in your place on the cross. And now through faith in Him, you who are unworthy of salvation have received it and been welcomed into the family of God, so that God Almighty Himself, the Creator and Sustainer of all things, looks upon you and counts you as one of His dear children. You are beloved in the Lord. And therefore, God not only knows what you need, He cares about what you need. And in this text, He promises to help you in your every need. Knowing this, therefore, we can lay aside worry, leave it in the hands of our loving Heavenly Father, learn a lesson from the birds of the air and the flowers of the field. The birds don't sow, they don't reap, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not much better than they? Politically incorrect. All right. In today's crazy world, human beings are no better than birds. As a matter of fact, we treat animals better than we treat people in our modern world. All right. We've got it kind of upside down. Right? That's what happens when a whole culture turns away from the living God. You know, when we turn away from God, by the way, we don't become sophisticated and scientific. We become a bunch of superstitious people who will fall for anything. That's the world we live in today. All right? I'm too sophisticated and too smart to believe in the Bible. Too smart to believe in God. Well, guess what? You're going to be a sucker for every crazy idea that comes down the road. All right? That's the world we live in today. Don't worry. Why? Because you are much more important to God than the birds of the air. And if He feeds them, He will also feed you. And then He says of the lilies of the field, the wildflowers that grow all around, He says they don't do anything except they are clothed with more glory than Solomon in all his glory. And He says, will He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? See, there's the problem. Our faith is little. It's so easy for us to forget God, to forget who we are in God's eyes, to forget the beloved status we have been granted in holy baptism, and to think that we're all alone in this world, and that if we don't help ourselves, there's no help for us. And so we end up in our anxiety and worry, we end up worshiping money and turning it into a god. But you see, when you have Jesus Christ as a Savior, when by God's mercy you are included in the kingdom of God, which is the presence of Jesus and His salvation for sinners, and when you are adopted into the very family of God so that you are the dear and blessed children of God, you don't have to worry about anything. You may simply trust in the Lord and act as He gives you to act, leaving the results in His hands and being at peace in your heart. Now, does this text tell us that if you're a Christian, you'll never experience challenges, you'll never experience problems, you'll never experience needs or wants? No, that's not what it's saying. As a matter of fact, it's saying to us that we will experience needs and problems and challenges. But there is a big difference between facing them in faith and facing them in fear. When we have no faith, we can only trust in ourselves. And when we trust in ourselves, we soon learn that we are not adequate to many of the challenges that face us. And we become filled with fear. And that's when we become devotees of the god Mammon. But when we trust in the Lord and know ourselves to be the beloved children of God, we can cast aside our worries, take no thought for the things of our life, put the kingdom of God and the righteousness of Christ as the primary concern of our lives, and then come what may, trust in the Lord. And you know, for all the worrying that I've done in my life, and all of the things that I couldn't figure out how I was going to solve them, and all the suffering I put myself through over the years, I'm 62 years old and I'm still standing. I haven't died. I mean, I haven't been cast out onto the street as a homeless person. None of those things have happened. And yet I worried about every one of them. I worried and made myself sick. I'd pace around the house, driving my wife nuts. For what? For nothing. Here I am. God is faithful. God is loving. God is our Father. God will provide. His word issues promises that we may believe. So take heart, Christians, in the promises of God through Christ. Trust in the Lord. And when worry comes calling at your door, send it away. Believe in the Lord. He will be your present and future help. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.